All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Gosh, some funny stuff happening in these here parts. We're going to have to get to that real soon. I know we have the government shutdown and all that good stuff. I think the government is going to show up in this set. We're going to find out, you know, what dead presidents like to do in their spare time and stuff like that. So don't go anywhere. It's going to get interesting. But first, we're going to play an old track now for you from Jorma Kaukonen and his group Vital Parts, which he had back in the late 70s, early 80s, when he wasn't playing Hot Tuna stuff. He did an album called Barbecue King. So we're going to take a track from right now, the title track, Jorma Kaukonen on Out of the Woods.
Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's the that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Beer Guns Trail.
I made a lot of money. I made $250,000 from a book and the serial rights, which many of you were good enough to purchase also. In the practice of law, and I'm not claiming I was worth it, but apparently former vice presidents or presidents are worth a great deal to law firms, and I did work pretty hard. But in also in that period, I earned between $100,000 and $250,000 every year. So that when I in 1968 decided to become a candidate for president, I decided to clean the decks and to put everything in real estate. I sold all my stock for $300,000. That's all I own. I sold my apartment in New York for $300,000. I'm using rough figures here. And I had $100,000 coming to me from the law firm. And so that's where the money came from. Let me just say this. I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Because the president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Get on me, all of them. Mr. Desert, great ponder of the. Oh, and then I will be sucking. Well, I'm not a crook. Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. Because people
well,
have got to know.
Well, there he goes again, Gerald. Yes.
Well, I'm not a crook.
You would have thought my pardon would have been enough, Ronnie. Well, he just can't let go of the past.
Because people have got to know
yes,
whether or not
and I guess he was the king of living in the past.
Well, I'm not
I keep trying to tell him, just forget it. Because just forget it all. That's what I did. People say to me, Ronnie,
How about those arms for hostages? Ronnie, how about that Nicaragua? Or Ollie North? I just keep saying I don't remember that part. Well, it does him no good. Let's call him over for some barbecue.
Good idea, Ron.
Richard? Richard?
All right, Dick. All right. Enough of that. Can you see me?
Richard?
I'm busy.
Dick, come on. Tricky Dicky.
All right, enough of that. Can't you see? I'm doing this.
Well, Dick, we just thought we could interest you in some good old-fashioned cooking. Come on, Dick, the fire's hot.
Well, I am not a cook.
No one said you were, Richard.
I'm not a cook.
Food's all ready as it is.
I am not a cook.
Come on, over for a spell.
But my tapes, somebody may steal them.
This is heaven, Dick. No one steals anything in heaven. Not even the bushes.
Well, I suppose I could take a little break.
Of course you can.
Have some jelly beans before you dig in, Mr. President.
Don't mind if I do. You know, boys, you ever wonder why Jimmy Carter outlived every one of us?
They always told us in Hollywood, the good die young.
That's it. I don't know too many Democrat presidents who were from my...
Well, there was JFK...
Yeah, Kennedy's. Lots of them up here.
True, but they were all gunned down. We all died of natural causes.
I think I died from boredom.
Dickie, can I call you Dickie?
I don't see why not. Just none of that tricky Dickie business. I'm Dickie, not a crook.
What's your take on this Romney fellow?
Well, let me make this perfectly clear. Mitt Romney seems like a nice fellow, all right, but I don't know. I'm not sure the sauce is good enough.
I'm not sure I'm following.
The sauce, it's all right. I'm just thinking our party is over is all.
Well, if we can bring the trickle back, I'm not so sure.
I'm kind of glad Jimmy beat me.
How's that, Jerry?
Well, I'm not so sure I could have handled that whole Khomeini thing as well as he did.
What do you mean? That mission failed.
Yes, and I was the one who took the credit for the release of the hostages because I carried a big stick. And who can forget Mr. Gorbachev? Dear Mr. Gorbachev.
Actually, Gorbachev and his fellows had more to do with that wall going down than you, Ronnie.
Mr. Gorbachev. Tear this wall down.
Ronnie, shut up.
What we need is not more government, but less schools.
Is that how it went?
Dickie, why are you going to go all over that those old tapes again?
I'm not a crook.
Can't you just let go of the past, let go of all that stuff?
Well, boys, I was just checking for any mistakes I might have made.
Your hamburger's ready, Dickie. Yours too, Jerry.
Thanks.
Say, did you hear Donna Summer and that Mr. Gibb fellow were up here now?
Oh, I could care less. I'm going to make a call on Elvis a bit later. I owe him one. You care to join me?
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, I think I'll pass too. It's getting late. Maybe you can all join me for another visit next week. I'm planning on lobster.
No thanks. But you go ahead and have your fun. I'm going to do some channeling for Mitt.
I am not a crook kind of talk, if I may be so bold.
No. Just, it's okay to lie, jargon, you know. That's always work for the party, gentlemen. Gerald, you were the exception.
Thank you. I think.
I am not a crook. Or a cook.
Liberal, worked hard throughout his youth to further the cause of the common man. He was a Roosevelt man. The New Deal helped turn the wheels of economy as labor took a stand. Honest work was honored well, till in the luxury's lap he fell, made mediocre movies, spending time with his new cronies. And now looking back, he'd rather not recall the things his father taught and things that he once thought he'd never tell. In '66 he ran He gave a voice to California's ranchers and the upper class. Seems they were mad. They had to find a way to keep free education from the blacks. And it seems that they were overtaxed and the lines between the classes slack. But the Gipper found a way to make the poorest of us pay. So we sent him off to Washington with cue cards so he wouldn't look dumb. And now he is a legend in his day. We're gonna carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. I read it in the news the other day. Right next to Lincoln on the mountain, the Department of Interior will pay. Our children's children will remember the one man who the course of history changed. Let's carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore and long remember the blunder we all made. Ayatollah helped him win, released the hostages that great day he took Carter's White House key. And then oil prices fell. Not Reaganomics, but the work with OPEC done by Jimmy C. With Ron the rich got richer, the hospitalized went homeless as the press stood by amazed. Not a thing they said would faze the man who charmed the socks off voters, turning us into gun toters, quoting Clint, go ahead, make my day. We're gonna carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. I read it in the news the other day. Right next to Lincoln on the mountain, the Department of Interior will pay. Our children's children will remember the one man who the course of history changed. Let's carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. Long remember the blunder we all made. With power in his hands, he found he was above the law, far beyond all reprimand, except for Nancy. He'd always done as she had said. This was no time to wear the pants. Star Wars drugs and contra-aid and guns for hostage deals made, fighting in a war which wasn't illegal anymore, but which after all helped the needy at Raytheon and Lockheed and put Noriega's cocaine on our streets. We're gonna carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. I read it in the news the other day. Right next to Lincoln on the mountain, the Department of Interior will pay. Our children's children will remember the one man who the course of history changed. Let's carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. Long remember the blunder we all made. His reign is over now. We're gonna miss that famous smile that we were told was free of guile. So let's make it last. One day his pretense will be analyzed through history's colored glass. Now he's dead and buried, and the thing that I find scary, there ain't the faintest spark of hope for funding national parks. And whoever thought that looking back, we'd all prefer his Teflon act to Bush, Halliburton, and war crimes in Iraq. We're gonna carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. I read it in the news the other day. Right next to Lincoln on the mountain, the Department of Interior will pay. Our children's children will remember the one man who the course of history changed. Let's carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. Long remember the blunder we all made. We're gonna carve Ronald Reagan's face at Rushmore. long remember the blunder we all made.
To be yours, you want it so bad, you want it to be given, bless your crooked little heart, course I want it all. I want it all from you. I want it to be good somehow. Bless your crooked little
also not a cook. Yes, a fun set there. Black Prairie taking us out of our crooked little set with Crooked Little Heart from their album Feast of the Hunter's Moon, going back a few years. My old friend Douglas Clegg there, and we heard Reagan Blunder from his CD Tales of Content. And Doug was a guest on the show so many times over the years when he lived in our area. He's out in Santa Barbara, California now, living the life. We heard from Tricky Dicky, Ronnie and Jerry there, and I Am Not a Cook. Thanks to a Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio for that one. And if you were listening closely, there was a reference to Mitt Romney in there too, because that one goes back to the election period of time, back when that was all going on. And yes, Mitt Romney is still extremely out of touch with you and me and everyone else. I was just reading a news story. Evidently, he is putting a four-car garage with a car elevator into his new home, his new mansion that he's having built out in San Diego. So he's out there now carpetbagging. And he had a 3,100-square-foot home mowed down, demolished, and in its place an 11,000-square-foot mansion is going in its place. And the locals have been up in arms and have appealed the city to the city and whatnot. But evidently it's going to go through and it's going to happen. Completely out of touch. Yes, yes. Gosh, wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I can barely afford to get my car fixed. All right, well, enough of that. Yes, we started off the set back there. Jorma Kaukonen and Vital Parts and Barbecue King, the title track from his album. Early 80s, I'm not sure the exact year on that one, but that led us into the Barbecuing Presidents. So there you go. There's our theme. All right, well, we're going to shift gears and play something a lot more mellow for you and a lot more international. Speaking of guests, Ms. Kyle Carey, she has a Kickstarter campaign right now for her next CD. And if you're interested in helping her out and you'll even get a CD or whatever, there's a whole long list of varying prizes you will get if you donate to the project on the side of her Kickstarter page. But if you go to kickstarter.com and type in K-Y-L-E-C-A-R-E-Y into the search box, you'll find her Kickstarter campaign, and you can help out there. Yeah. Yeah, good thing. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the song that she's singing here, but I think, believe it's in Scots Gaelic. And or Scots Gaelic, as they would say. It's one she recorded here live on the show back in May of 2012, along with Sean Ernest and Andrew Finn McGill. So we're going to play it for you right now and follow it up with some more Scots Gaelic stuff. So don't go anywhere. Here's Kyle Carey now on Out of the Woods.
Fohoman gorum ulik, Sakharnek vekhovni, Han and claw going you, a barstenig tav, a gushke, a lappy hokumcha, Sahil shindram torsa. No lion shall new shed a batch gun on Sue Skillayan clown tunya Hahuda Kavas Hakushke Hakushke Lapi Hokuncha Sahil Shintown Tosa. Thank you. Shach Jilas Tower Sun Kiabad Balaya Yedig Rimel Nambia Unarshtis Akushke Akushke Alapi Chokumcha Sahil Shintram Tosah
Sie hat hier